You are listening to a message from Victory. We hope it inspires you to honor God and make disciples in your community.
We are now in our third week of our series about the Ten Commandments. We're talking about the Ten Commandments, and we are now in the third commandment. Yung po yung pag-uusapan natin yan. If you have your Bible with you, I'd like to invite you to open your Bible in Exodus chapter 20. Lord, bless the preaching of your word today. Just like the first 2 weeks, we prayed that your word will come to us with power and conviction. That it's not just going to be another information for us. We pray, Lord, that there's a transformation that will take place. There's a renewing of the mind and there's a changing of the heart. For your glory and honor, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'd like to read Exodus chapter 20, the third commandment of God. It says, "You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. For the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain." I'd like to show you another translation of this verse, the NLT version. It says, "You must not misuse the name of the Lord your God, for the Lord will not let you go unpunished if you misuse his name." I was reading the newspaper last night and I came across this article about a guy who misused the name of one of Mayor Rodrigo Duterte's spokesperson. This guy approached BPI and asked for 700,000 pesos. And he was able to successfully withdraw the money. It was too late when BPI knew about it, but you know they set up entrapment operation, and the guy is now in jail. So sabi nila, mali yung ginawa mo, you misused the name of this government official. Exodus chapter 20, it says, "Do not misuse the name of the Lord your God." Now, how many of you here, you know the meaning of your name? Hanggang ngayon, hindi nyo alam. Okay, there's a website in the internet where, actually marami po, ano? If you check the meaning of names, you will discover that your name actually have meaning. It's not simply letters put together. In the Bible, names represents characters and character and destiny of people. When they give names, it's because they're trying to describe the person or they're trying to prophesy the destiny of that person. For example, see Jacob, when he was born, he was given the name Jacob. Siyempre, Jacob na, ano? And ang meaning po ng Jacob is deceiver. Okay? Remember, they're twins. And lalabas na yung brother niya, pero kinuha niya yung sakong ng brother niya. Okay? So all his life, he was named deceiver, and that's what he did. Trying to deceive people. And then it was changed to Israel when he had an encounter with God, when he struggled with God. And later on, it was changed to Jeshurun. After 500 years, the name Jeshurun means straight arrow. So from being a deceiver, he became a person of character and integrity. But God, it took 500 years for God to change him. Okay? Grabe, ganun talaga yung process. Sometimes it's not over time. Abram, when first heard God, his name was Abram. It means exalted father. But when God spoke to him and gave him the calling to be the father of multitudes, God said, "From now on, you will not be called Abram, you will be called Abraham," which is the father of many. So, name speaks of character and destiny. You know, out of your curiosity, I checked the meaning of names of some of our leaders and pastors here. Okay, kasi ano bang, so tinignan ko si Jason Law, Jason is not here. Ang ibig palang sabihin ng Jason, healer. Okay? Kaya pala si Jason, ang dami niyang mga, you know, daming namiministeran eh, mga sugatan, tapos pag na-meet si Jason, wala na. No wounds, no hurts. Si Val, one of our Victory Group leaders who exhorted us in giving earlier, ang ibig palang sabihin, handsome. Hindi, strong lang, strong. Ibig strong, okay? Malakas lang yung confidence. Joash, Pastor Joash is here, one who burns. Kaya pala passionate, on fire. Si Pastor Joash, pagkausap mo, no, hindi naman galit, nagpapaliwanag lang. Ganun, kaya pala, there's an uncontainable fire in him. Dave, Pastor Dave, our youth pastor here. No wonder kaya na in love yung wife niya. Ang ibig palang sabihin ng name niya is beloved. I'm so puzzled before. Why? It's because of the name. Marby, who's our tech manager here. Si Marby, yung kawork ko po. Ang ibig palang sabihin is God is a beauty. Marby, sample nga dyan. Hindi ko mahanap pangalan ni Marby. Ako nalang nagbigay ng meaning. God is a beauty. Single, available. My name, I actually search, and ang ibig palang sabihin is Little King. I was hoping handsome, no? But Little King, that's the name. I don't know the meaning of your name. Now, how about God? Why is God so sensitive with His name? Why is it of all the commandments He can give the people, the Israelites, why is it that the number three, top three commandment is about His name? Why is God so sensitive with His name? Why is it so important? As we talk about the third commandment, there are three questions we'll try to answer. What's in a name? What's in God's name? How do we misuse God's name? Because God's command is do not misuse the name of God. And third is, when do we use God's name? When is it proper to use God's name? That's what we're going to look at today. First of all, what's in a name? What's in God's name? First of all, is relationship. Name defines a relationship. It describes a relationship. You know, I'm called by different names. My wife calls me sweetheart, especially during times of peace. It switches back to Ryan. Minsan kompleto pa, Ryan Tan. Parang, yes ma'am. Depende po sa occasion. My daughter calls me daddy. Rarely. In her entire years of existence, magsi 7 years old na po yung anak ko, pero I think only 4 or 5 times na tinawag niya akong Ryan. Di ba? Ryan! Come here! Yes. No, ang tawag niya sa akin, Daddy. So, even though you don't know me, first time for us to see each other, you will have an idea about the relationship I have with this kid. The name defines the relationship. It describes the degree of closeness that they have. You know, so my friends call me by first name, Ryan. People who don't know me, sometimes they just call me, psst, ganun lang. Alam mo talaga, hindi magkakilala. Minsan, pogi. I mean, I don't know why they call me that, but it speaks of relationship. Next one, speaks about your rights. Many of us had voted during the last election. Before my wife and I were allowed to vote, the person in charge asked me and my wife of our names. Tapos chinek nila. And when they saw our names on the list, we're allowed to have the right to vote. So, what's in a name? It speaks of your right. In the same way, you know, some of us here, meron kayong membership sa fitness club na once a year nyo lang ginagamit. Every January. But your name in their database, in their computer, and in the membership card gives you the right to enter their building and use their equipment. It speaks of your right. We're given that right to vote. We're given that right to use the facility. In the Bible, in the book of Revelation, it speaks of the book of life. In Revelation 20, verse 15, it says, if anyone's name is not found written in the book of life, he will not be given the right to enter heaven. I hope we will find our names there. Not only relationship and rights, it also speaks of reputation. Wala pa po akong na-dedicate na baby na ang pangalan ay Hitler or Judas, na pinangalanan ng ano parents nila, ay, ang ganda-ganda, let's call our firstborn Judas. Wala pa ho, ano? And the reason for that is because of the reputation. It's not simply a group of letters that we put together. Hindi lang to 5 letters, put them together, Judas, and that's it. No, there is a reputation. And the same goes with company names and brand names, product names. It goes with the names of specific location or place. There is a reputation. I was talking to Pastor Bojo this week, and he told me that he's going to visit U-Belt, our church in U-Belt. And nung narinig ho ni Pastor Larry, since sasama rin yung wife ni Pastor Larry, I think they have prophetic meeting there. Sabi ni Pastor Larry, Pastor Bojo, sasabay na lang yung wife ko sa'yo. Sabi ni Pastor Bojo, no, I'm not bringing my car. It's U-Belt. So may reputation, di ba? Parang na-offend nga ako ng konti eh. There's a reputation na dapat yung kotse mo lumulutang din sa tubig. Okay? If you will bring it in U-Belt because of the reputation, car thieves. If you hear the word EDSA, okay, hindi ka masyadong na-excite, di ba? Pag, uy, saan tayo pupunta? O, sige, saan dadaan, EDSA? You don't get very excited compared to hearing the name Golden State Warriors. Diba? Pag, ayan, may mga excited, no? How many Golden State Warriors fans do we have in this room? Marinig mo pa lang yung pangalan ng team na feel mo na there's a championship trophy coming. Mga Cavs. You know, in the same way, when it comes to God's name, these three applies. God's name defines our relationship with Him. When God taught His disciples how to pray, He said in Matthew chapter 6, verse 9, pray then like this. He was teaching His disciples, Lord, paano ba mag-pray? He said, pray like this. Start with this, our Father in heaven. And that was a paradigm shift. That was mind-blowing because in the Old Testament, I mean, God was so revered and feared that sometimes they don't even mention the word or the name of God. Gagamit sila ng ibang pangalan because they're so afraid. Their relationship is about God and His people. But when Jesus came, He introduced God as a Father. And that name describes the relationship that God wants to have with His people and how God wants His people to relate to Him. He said, if you're going to relate to me, don't relate to me as your boss. I want you to relate to me as your Abba Father. Me, it's almost like the word daddy. It's a word of endearment. So the name speaks of a relationship. It defines. It describes the relationship. Also, the name of God speaks of His right to rule. You know, many times, ang naririnig lang po ng mga tao, God is our Savior. And how many of you know that's true? God is our Savior. A lot of people, that's the name, that's the character of God that they love to hear and embrace. God is our Savior. If I have a need, God is my Savior. If I'm sick, God is my Savior. If the business is down, God is my Savior. But if all we hear is God is our Savior, then the moment God starts interfering and the moment God starts directing our life, we are going to resent Him. But God is not just our Savior. He is also our Lord. And because He is our Lord, because He is our God, He has the right to ruin our plans. He has the right to intervene. He has the right to tell us what to do. He is God. He has the right to direct our lives. Hindi lang siya para siyang superhero. You know, when I was in college, that's the picture I had of God. Parang yung mga superhero, when they are in trouble, like kay Batman, they would flash this bat sign, and then pag flinash nila, may tutugtog, di ba yun? And then Batman would show up, he would beat the bad guys, and then after nun, pag wala ng problema, aalis ulit siya. He will not interfere. Wala siyang kinalaman sa day-to-day life ng mga tao. He will just show up when they need him, when they are in trouble. But if everything is doing great, we don't need you, Batman. And sometimes we treat God the same way. When things are going well, okay lang ako, Lord. Let me do this. Let me decide on this. When I need you, when I'm in trouble, I will call you. But God is not just our Savior, He is our Lord. And thirdly, it speaks of His reputation. His reputation. These are the names of God. Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Jehovah Rapha, our healer. And these are God's name. May reputation ho. That's why we cannot misuse the name of God. Because the moment we misuse God's name, then the relationship will be distorted. Then the reputation in the minds of people will be distorted. And that's the reason why a lot of people don't want to get serious with God. When I was in college, the reason I don't want to go to church, the reason I don't want to take God seriously is because I have a wrong mindset and perspective of who God is. And that prevented me from walking with God for so many years. Tumatakbo kay Lord kasi mali yung natanim sa utak ko. Distorted yung picture ni Lord sa akin. I didn't know that He's a Father. I didn't know that He's the healer. I didn't know that He's a good God, He's the provider, that He's the author of life. All my life, I thought God is boring. Hindi niya alam pa paano magkaroon ng life to the full. And then I realized God is the author of life. If there's anyone who knows how to live this life to the full, that is our God who created all things. So we cannot misuse the word of God. Second question I'd like us to focus on is, how do we misuse God's name? How do we misuse God's name? First is through our words. I like the Message translation in Exodus chapter 20, verse 7. It says, "No using the name of God, your God, in curses or silly banter. God won't put up with the irreverent use of His name," which is very common today. Sobrang common yung using God's word carelessly, irreverently, and silly things. Expressions like, minsan, di ba, pag may nagugula, "Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God!" Or cursing, swearing, expressions like, "For God's sake! Kuya naman, for God's sake!" Or sa Tagalog, kung ayaw nyo medyo saucy, ano? Sa Tagalog, di ba, "Jesus Mariosep! Diyos ko po!" And we use God's name in vain. We misused it. But it became part of the culture that sometimes we use it irreverently. And there's so many more. I don't know what you're using today. But these are some ways. That's why in our family, we have a 6-year-old, we have a 1-year-old, and my wife and I. In our house, that is a rule. We don't use God's name unless we are praising God, unless we are praying, unless we are preaching, or unless we are discussing His word, His character, or His promises and plan for our lives. Other than that, we don't use God's name. Do not misuse God's name. Next one is through our action. It's not just our words, but it's through our action. In Acts chapter 11, verse 26, it says, "And when he had found him," talking about the disciples of Jesus, "he brought him to Antioch. For a whole year they met with the church and taught a great many people. And in Antioch the disciples were first called Christians." You know, in the Old Testament, when Jesus' followers began congregating and coming together, ang tawag lang po sa kanila, disciples of Christ or followers of the way. But as people observed their way of life, they came up with this word. The word Christian did not actually originate from the mouth of Jesus. It's really from the people observing them, and they said they are like Jesus, so they called them Christian or little Christ. They attached the name Christ to them to describe who they are. Kaya ang tawag po Christians, which is the complete opposite today. Ngayon, iba naman, a lot of people are taking the name Christian. They are the ones calling themselves Christian. Oh, Christian ka ba? Oh. That's why we're called a Christian nation. The only Christian nation in Asia, but one of the most corrupt nations in the world. How can that possibly be? Because there's a lot of people taking the name of Christians, claiming to be Christians, but their lifestyle is not supporting that claim. Their lifestyle is not supporting that claim. Just like this guy, parang hindi consistent, hindi totoo. Christian lang by name, pero it's not consistent with their lifestyle. Just like this guy who put the sticker at the back of his car. Tapos ang nakalagay, honk if you love Jesus. So, the drive siya, pagod siya. Merong isang guy sa likod niyo, busina ng busina. Bad trip siya. Parang, grabe, hindi makapaghintay itong guy na ito. Bumaba siya, galit na galit. Tapos, hindi ko masabi yung word niya nasa church niya. But, galit na galit siya. Oh. Tapos pagbaba ng bintana, nakita niya, churchmate. Nalimutan niya, may sticker nga pa siya. Honk if you love Jesus. Mali. Okay? Nagkakabit lang ng sticker, pero hindi naman totoo. You know, a lot of people are like that today. You know, they use Christian logos, they use Christian stickers, they put it in their car, in their house, in their business, in their calling card. Parang Christian na Christian talaga eh. But you know, the lifestyle is completely opposite. In Colossians chapter 3, verse 17, it says, "And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him." In everything that you do, not only when we are here in church, not only every Sunday, but in everything that we do in school, in the office, at home, not only when there are people looking at us, but especially when we are alone. The Bible says, do everything in the name of God. Do everything in the name of God. And not doing it because we just want the blessing of God. You know, sometimes may mga, you know, we put these logos and stickers hoping that if we have the verse at the door of our house and in our calling card, then God will bless us. You know, if we are doing that, but we are not embracing the standard of God and really the convictions of God and the word of God, if we're not embracing it, and we're just using the verses, then there's going to be a disconnect. We cannot manipulate God in blessing us. You know, I like what Stephen Curry, best player in the NBA right now. I like what he said in one of his posts. He said, "Being a Christian athlete doesn't mean praying for your team to win. God doesn't give an edge to those who pray over those who don't. Hard work does that." You know, sometimes even sa church, sa PBA, may mga iba-ibang teams din tayo. There was a time may championship game between Ginebra and San Miguel. Tapos after the service, pareho sila nagpa-pray. Oh. Pag-pray nyo, manahalo kami. Hala, paano to? May hirapan si Lord. Paano? Ang dami nagpipray din. Dami rin Christian sa team na yon. Ang dami rin Christian sa team na to. So, sinong mananalo? It's not really about that. He said, "Being a Christian athlete means competing for Christ in a way in which you always give your all for Him. And win or lose, you thank Him for the ability and opportunity to play. It means giving all the glory to God, no matter the outcome, because you trust in His plan for your life." You know, I'm not just doing this because I want the blessing of God. No, I'm doing this because I honor God. And I want to live for His glory. Last thing is, how do we misuse God's name? Through our words, through our actions, and also through our motive. Our heart, the motive of our heart. Matthew chapter 15, verse 8. God spoke of a people who honor Him with their lips, but their heart is far from Him. You know, it's possible to really look like a Christian and look okay externally, but the heart is full of bitterness, pride, greed, lust, resentment, self. It's possible to look for externally for everything to look okay, but inside the heart is not right with God. You know, some people just copy the form. May na-meet na ba kayong ganun? Christian na Christian? Yung pag tinanong mo, pare, kamusta yung food? Anointed. Grabe, Christian is na Christian. Kamusta ang araw mo? Praise God. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Very Christian sa word. Lahat brother, sister. It's possible to copy the form and miss the power. You know, one time I tried dressing up like Bruce Lee. Na-realize ko ganun pala yan. Ano? You can copy the form in the way he... pag in-scratch yung ilong niya. Skinapi ko rin yung damit niya. It's possible to look like Bruce Lee. In every way, form. Pero pag laban na, pag away na, wala na. Nakipag-away ako talaga. Ano? Tapos nung game na. And some people are like that. They look like a Christian on the outside. They go to church every Sunday. They have the same Bible. They raise their hands too. But the heart is far from God. Doing that is misusing God's name. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19. But God's firm foundation stands, bearing this seal. The Lord knows those who are His, and let everyone who names the name of the Lord depart from iniquity. Turn away from sin. If you're calling yourself to be a Christian, don't misuse God's name. Embrace God's will. And embrace God's biblical moral standard. Don't call yourself a Christian, but you're not embracing God's word and God's moral standard in running your business, your marriage, and your family. If you're confessing to be a Christian, honor the name of the Lord through your word, through your action, and through the motive of your heart. We can misuse God's name without speaking any word. Akala ko dati, ganun lang yan. So manahimik ka lang, you're not misusing God's name. But it's possible to misuse God's name even without saying a word. And that's through the motive of our hearts. Are we faking it? Are we the same person when we are in church and when we are at home? Are we honoring God when there's nobody looking at us? Oh, don't misuse the name of the Lord. I'm running out of time. I want to give you this last question we want to answer. When do we use God's name? So when do we use God's name? How do we properly use God's name? First one is protection. For protection. Proverbs 18:10. It says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous man runs into it and is safe. There is power in the name of God. If you need protection today, run to His name and you will be safe, the Bible says. Some people use amulet. Some people use the Bible as an amulet or the cross. They use that as a pendant. And we see that in Hollywood. Pag may mga evil spirit, talagang ginagano lang yung Bible. Tapos yung mga demonyo, But that's not true. Because the power is in the name of Jesus. You don't need the physical representation. We talked about that last week. No idols, no image. The power is in the name of Jesus. Whatever protection you need today, run to His name and you will be safe. Next one is for victory. When do we use God's name? When we pray and believe God for victory. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 45. Example is David. When David was facing Goliath, and this is an impossible situation, there is no way he's going to win. He's just a teenager, and he's facing a man who's been fighting all his life. A giant. But here's what David said. You come to me with a sword and with a spear and with a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. He said, your sword, your training, your record, I don't care. It's nothing compared to the name of my God. What impossible situation are you facing right now? Maybe that's with your children. Parang paano ba to, Lord? Ang tigas ng ulo in addiction. Masisave ba talaga siya? You know, run to God's name. And you can believe God for victory. What is that impossible situation you're facing right now? Financial problem, marriage problem, family problem. God can give us victory. Next one is healing. Acts 3 verse 6, but Peter said, I have no silver and gold, but what I do have I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. God's name is properly used when we use it in believing God for healing. How many of you here, you need healing today? You need healing today. You know, the power is in the name of Jesus. That's the reason why there are a lot of people, even in our church, ang daming mga testimonies of healing, not because a pastor prayed for the sick person, but an ordinary church member laid his hand on the sick and prayed for healing. You know why there's healing? Because the power is not in the name of a pastor or a bishop. The power is in the name of Jesus. So you don't need to always call a pastor. Ela, may sakit, papuntahin si pastor. No, you pray because the power is in His name. Even if I go there and you use my name, the person will not be healed. Remember the first time I prayed? Kinento ko pala yun, the first time pinag-pray ko, tinawag ako, pray ako sa hospital. Andiyan na si pastor, yes! Pag-lay hands ko, Lord, heal him. Buong family, yes, amen, amen. Ang taas ng faith. Lord, restore him, amen. Lord, miracle, amen. Lord, Jollibee, amen. Then, amen ang amen, lahat ng sabihin ko. Sabi ko, amen. Thank you, pastor. Sige, tapos paglabas ko, pagsara ko ng pinto, sigawan sila, namatay. Tumakbo ako, Lord. So hanggang ngayon, wala na nagpapapray sa akin. Pag nagbo-volunteer ako dito, oh, may nagpapapray. Sinong pastor available dyan? Si Pastor Ryan. Okay na daw, okay na. Naka-recover bigla. Don't send the pastor na daw. Next one is deliverance. Matthew 16 verse 7. And these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons and they will speak in new tongues. There is no reason to be afraid of demons. Hollywood would show us, if when you watch a movie, ang lalakas ng demonyo, malakas naman talaga eh. Pero parang talong-talo talaga yung mga ministers and all. But you know, that's different in the Bible. Because every time there's an encounter between God and the devil, it's the demons who are afraid. Sila yung nanghinga, please don't approach us. Ibang iba. If you have the Spirit of God, if you have the presence of God, guess what? You don't have to be afraid. There is deliverance in the name of Jesus. And lastly, as we end, salvation. Romans 10:13, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And some of you here today, that's what you need. Salvation. More than anything. You think your greatest need is financial breakthrough. You think your greatest need is reconciliation with a family member or a relative. Maybe you think your greatest need is a promotion. Maybe what you think that's your need, but your greatest need is a Savior. Your greatest need is salvation. And salvation is found no one else, but only in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for your word today. Lord, we honor your name. We declare that your name is great. Your name is holy. And your name is powerful. Lord, I pray that we would honor your name, not only through our words, but through our actions and through the motives of our hearts. We will honor you not only when we are in church, but everywhere we go and everything that we do. In Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening to this message. For more messages like these from other Victory Centers, please visit victory.org.ph/resources/podcast.